Well, thank you very much for having me here, Aaron. I'm excited about it and looking forward to Monday.
And on Monday at 1 p.m., and people in Hillsborough should know about this, because if they don't know about it, then they might be surprised at 1 p.m., because there are going to be bells ringing all over town for almost 4 minutes.
That's right. And that's in honor of the 223rd anniversary of when the Bill of Rights went into effect on that day in 1791. And so the way we honor it is to do 223 seconds of continuous bell ringing. Five of the area historic churches of different denominations dating back 150 years or older will all be ringing their church bells at the same time. Dickerson Chapel, AME, St. Matthew's Episcopal, Hillsborough Presbyterian, Hillsborough United Methodist, and First Baptist of Hillsborough. In conjunction with that, there will be civic bells pealing from the old courthouse down to the 1771 Regulator Historic Site, and everyone who is listening and who is there in Hillsborough is welcome to bring out their own bells, car keys, pots and pans, whatever you want, and to join in the bell ringing themselves, either to listen or to actually ring bells or whatever you have. So through the Merchant District, all throughout the Historic District, you'll hear bells ringing. Should be great fun.
And if you're doing the math, 223 seconds is 3 minutes and 43 seconds, so get your biceps working. Break out the shake weights, I think, because you're going to need them if you're going to be ringing bells for 3 minutes. This is the third annual bell ringing, so 2 years ago was the first one for 221 seconds, which is like a blink of an eye.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you keep doing this for another 800 years,
that's right.
This could get a little long.
Well, and you know, it's a great thing. It's the only place in the United States that I'm aware of that is doing anything like this, which makes it unique. And the other thing that makes it really important about it is Hillsborough was the site of a 1788 constitutional convention. It was one of the 13 states that was meeting to debate and, if all went well, ratify the new U.S. Constitution. And by the time it came to Hillsborough in 1788, 10 states had already ratified it. In fact, an 11th New York ratifies it while they're meeting. Mm-hmm. And the only two holdouts are finally Rhode Island and North Carolina. Now, Rhode Island, it takes them till 1790 to finally meet. They're consumed with other problems. But North Carolina, this becomes an important issue. And North Carolina does something at this Constitutional Convention in Hillsborough that changes American history. They actually vote to postpone ratifying the Constitution until there are provisions made for introducing a Bill of Rights to Congress and the ratifying states. Only state to do this. That becomes the tipping point for action. 6 months later, when the first Congress is seated under the new U.S. Constitution, George Washington is sworn in as the first president. This becomes an urgent matter for the new Congress, because without North Carolina, it's hard to talk about the whole concept of the United States of America. And without a Bill of Rights, North Carolina has politely but firmly said, not yet. Within 2 months of George Washington being sworn in, James Madison forcefully addresses Congress in June 1789 and insists on a Bill of Rights being added to the U.S. Constitution. Within 3 months of that, for the first and only time in American history, Congress passes 12 amendments. They're sent out to the states for ratification. Process had never been tested before. It's concerns satisfied. North Carolina has a second constitutional convention, this time meeting in Fayetteville. And on November 21st, 1789, they ratify the Constitution. A month later, the amendments. 2 years later, when Virginia ratifies the amendments, 10 of 12, which get enough votes, become the ones we call the Bill of Rights.
Awesome. And it's the the anti-federalists, I think, were the original party of no. And in this case, something really good came out of it.
Yes.
And James Madison is so pivotal in this. He'd been opposed to the Bill of Rights up until he realized how important they were.
That's right. And in some ways, you know, I think the anti-federalists kind of got a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that they weren't necessarily against government, but they were skeptical about an unbounded government that had no barriers. And that's what got them concerned, and they raised those questions.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as you see the convention moving along, which is in the middle of this hot July 21st to August 4th, July 28th is when the can of worms opens up. They're looking at the judiciary, part of the clause of the original Constitution, and that's when Samuel Spencer raises the issue about a Bill of Rights. There should be a federal guarantee of a Bill of Rights to protect the rights of every American.
We're speaking with Scott Washington, who is the historian of the town of Hillsboro and knows more about the North Carolina Ratification Convention than just about anyone out there, including, I think, some of the people who were at the Ratification Convention in 1788, because I'm not 100% sure about all of them. And there is now a historical marker there to mark the convention, yes, which just went up. So
that's right.
This is a great event on Monday in conjunction with that as well.
That's right. I proposed that last year to the North Carolina Highway Historical Marker Division, and they said, well, don't we have one of those? And I said, no.
You would think so, right? Yeah.
And then they said,
the most important historical events in Hillsboro, historical markers everywhere.
That's it. Well, yeah. So I was very happy when we had that put up last month and unveiled with Mayor Tom Stevens doing the unveiling, and it was a great event. Anyone can go see that up Churton Street, but it's great to know that you can actually visit ground zero of why we have a Bill of Rights, those first 10 amendments as we know it today, protecting essential liberties and legal fairness for all Americans. That's just wonderful stuff. And you know, the Constitution is really not something that's only for legal experts. It's for everyone. And when you read the Bill of Rights, and I can talk quickly, but you can read them aloud, it takes less than 4 minutes. So they're very understandable. And I think that every American should at least take a time once a year to look at these over and go, wow, that is just a great birthright. If you look around the world and what's happening, there are so many places that people yearn for the very freedoms that are reflected in the Bill of Rights. It's really what tyrants fear more than our weapons. It's always been our ideas. It's something that no bomb or terrorist can ever bring down. It's these great ideas contained in the Bill of Rights. And that's why we celebrate those in December.
Absolutely. Well, it's Monday, December 15th, again, 1 p.m. in Hillsboro for 223 seconds. That's 3 minutes and 43 seconds. Bells will ring all over town, and you're invited to head out with your own bells and ring them along. Does it take 3 minutes and 43 seconds to read the Bill of Rights out loud? Because there really needs to be a town crier with a microphone to read it at the same time.
That's right. Well, that's a good question. I mean, if I talk quickly, maybe that could be done.
Maybe in 10 years or so.
That's right.
When we get around to 233 seconds, we'll be able to do that along.
Well, that's what makes this a fun event, is because ringing bells, who doesn't like to do that?
Exactly.
And I always wondered, Aaron, I said, why haven't we ever celebrated this? Mm-hmm. And then I thought, wait a minute, it's 10 days before Christmas. The weather is inclement. You can't send off fireworks. What can you do? And I thought, bells. But you're right about notifying people. And the first year I did notify the police and the fire department to say, when you hear bells, you know, don't start the trucks up.
It's okay. Yeah. That's going to be a great event. And Scott Washington, the historian of Hillsboro and the organizer of this, the guy who came up with this great idea, which is really awesome. What else does the job of Hillsboro historian entail? Because we've talked to you recently, and you've just sort of been everywhere with this historical marker and with this.
That's right. Well, sometimes as
Carver is going to have a historian here soon, and they've got big shoes to clone and fill over there.
I'm not the only one who enjoys good history, and that's certainly true with many people in Hillsboro. But I've said oftentimes, sometimes you look for history, sometimes it finds you. And that's certainly true in Hillsboro. And I invite anybody who hasn't been over there to go there. The streets that you travel on in Hillsboro are the same ones that you can see in a map in the Orange County Historical Museum that date to 1768. Churton Street is named after William Churton, who laid out the town in 1754. You have King Street, where the old courthouse is. That was named after King George III in his lifetime. I've always thought, maybe we should invite the Queen over. Bring your grandchildren. We've got a great street for you.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Scott Washington, we've got to let you go. But thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you.
Look forward to hearing the bells on Monday.
That's right. Well, great. And if you start hearing a bell, just come along. We'd love to have you.
All right. Sounds good. 342 here at WCHL. And by the way, if you want to check out more information on the web, December15.info is the website, and that's the number 1515, December15.info.